Welcome to another edition of Mondays with the Mayors, a program where we talk with the top administrators of Central Kentucky communities. I'm Alan Lytle, and joining me on the phone today is Versailles Mayor Fred Siegelman. Good day to you, sir.
How are you today?
Very well. Thank you very much. You know, when we last talked, we didn't get a chance to talk about this, but one of the issues that is facing your city especially is this new usage for the old Versailles Shopping Center, and I wanted to give you the floor about that.
Right. We, for years, it's been the biggest thorn in my side because it's, you know, our beautiful entranceway to the city of Versailles, and you unfortunately see an empty dirt site. We've done everything we can to facilitate Rubeloff and even jumping through many hoops to get them the TIF project, tax incremental financing, and all they had to do was spend about $42,000 to get that inactive. And they could have actually built it for half the price, but unfortunately they never did, and people just don't always understand that we have no jurisdiction over forcing someone to develop their property.
So what is the next move here?
Well, we're hopeful that their banks will end up taking some of it over or all of it, and when that's so and it's possibly for sale, I have a group of people that are interested in bringing up Hampton Inn, you know, probably a 60-room Hampton Inn, major chain restaurant, probably a Taco Bell, and obviously we still would love to have a Walmart. We have a Walmart in every Central Kentucky community surrounding us except for Versailles, and it's disappointing because then people have to go out of town and spend their tax dollars there, and they're generating everyone else's tax dollars to build new streets, roads, and upgrades on your police, fire, and water and sewer, and everything else that comes with running a city. We need for our constituents to be able to shop local and stay in town instead of doing all their shopping outside of town. I understand there's a lot of things that we don't have, and so they end up in Lexington, Frankfort, Georgetown, or Nicholasville, sometimes even Lawrenceburg. But the important thing is that the things we do have, you know, when you do have to go out of town to get something, at least make sure you're still getting your groceries, your haircut, your car wash, buying your tires, buying your car. Those type of things we already have in Versailles. But unfortunately, a lot of times when people go out of town to buy something, they buy all those other things also, and that hurts us.
Versailles Mayor Fred Siegelman is on the phone with us today during Mondays with the Mayors. And that reminds me, there's an awful lot of development and discussions of development going on around you. And how much input do you have on that? I mean, for example, the Castle Post wanting to initiate a zone change so that they can expand their operations there at the castle, as well as a Versailles master plan that includes an awful lot of development. And so how much input do you have on all of those things?
Well, Judge Coyle and I and Mayor Bozarth, we appoint to the Board of Planning and Zoning, and we let them follow the rules and regulations and laws. But I do believe that both groups are trying to work together right now and find a happy medium that will accommodate Castle Post and others of that nature, but at the same time not hurt the thoroughbred industry that they're concerned about. So we're doing everything we can to keep both sides talking, you know, to try to find a happy medium.
What are the key issues that you and the commission are facing, let's say, in your next meeting or the past two or three meetings? What has crowded your docket?
It's a lot about trying to find more jobs and tax base and make sure that we get our fair share of that. And we're so centrally located in Versailles, so we're constantly looking. Our Go Kentucky group, Global Opportunities, we've traveled all over the world and been successful in Japan and China and Germany and bringing other jobs and tax base, or getting our people that are currently here to consider expanding for more jobs and tax base. So we've been pretty successful, and our EDA board is doing an excellent job of that.
All right, in the time we have left, anything hip and exciting happening in Versailles that we should know about?
We're just constantly working on these issues to make it a better place to to live and raise your family. I still think it's the greatest city in the world to live in, and so we're going to continue to do everything we can to keep services high and taxes low.
Well, Versailles Mayor Fred Siegelman, thank you for joining us today on Mondays with the Mayors.
Thank you so much, Alan. I appreciate it, and hope you all have a fantastic day.
And you can hear the full interview with Versailles Mayor Fred Siegelman by going to our website at wuky.org.